Pakistan-India Reconciliation provides avenues to the gospel. A ministry is urging you to buy gifts for those who need them in India, and Bible students in China receive a gift to help their future. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. President Asif Zardari believes November's Mumbai attacks were aimed at the peace process with India. World Bible Translation Center's president, Eric Feldman, says reconciliation efforts have opened the door to the message of Jesus.
He said in the current environment, reconciliation and rapprochement is the best revenge against the dark forces of terrorism. Well, the only path to reconciliation is through Jesus Christ. And so our goal is to take this bit of an opening in a Muslim country and get as many copies of the gospel in as we can.
The Urdu translations of the gospels are finished. All that's holding them back is funding, but they need a lot of prayer.
We intend to accomplish at least 100,000 copies in the next year, in the coming year, 2009. Exactly where they can go in and how they can be distributed all has to be negotiated.
We turn next to Iran, where open witness to Muslims is banned and government spies monitor Christian groups. Despite the harsh conditions for ministry, Sat7 PARS is celebrating 2 years. Sat7's David Harder says,
it is an exciting anniversary for us, 2 years of being able to broadcast 24 hours a day, being able to reach people all throughout the day with the good news of Jesus and to be able to bring training.
Sat7 PARS has provided a satellite television platform for Iranian Christians to help them build up their own congregations. Because Christians in Iran have limited access to Christian training materials, satellite TV provides a means to young Christians who need support, which translates to full circle ministry growth.
This year we have several more programs made in Iran. It's very exciting, and some of the people in the U.S. who make programs for us include those whose fathers were martyred in the mid-1990s, and they still maintain a love for Iran, and they want to bring the hope that Jesus offers back to the Iranian people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Roughly 5% of Rwanda's churches have a pastor with any theological training. Africa Inland Mission is partnering with a group training pastors to lead post-genocide congregations. The Rwanda Institute of Evangelical Theology has a growing student body and staff, but needs their own facility. Evening classes are held at a local school, and students use torches for lighting. The Institute also needs more teachers. Pray for donations to meet those needs. Meanwhile, many Christians in the West are buying Christmas gifts for those who have just about everything. India Partners is encouraging you to buy a boat or similar gifts this Christmas for somebody who's lost everything in the tsunami 4 years ago. India Partners' Brent Hample says,
more than $450 billion will be spent at Christmas time, a lot of it on gifts that just are not used. And so this is a great way to show the love of Christ where Jesus is not very well known.
Hample says the tsunami destroyed fishing boats, a way of life for many in this area. $490 purchases a boat, $49 buys a share of a boat. He says it provides opportunities for ministry in an area antagonistic to the gospel.
People ask, who's paying for this boat? We know you can't afford it. Well, I got this from, and they say the name of the local Christian agency that we've worked with. It's a great door to share the gospel.
Go to indiapartners.org to purchase a gift that could make an eternal difference. And China Partner has supported Bible schools throughout China by providing both education and training tools. Recently, they gave away Christian literature and study Bibles to help students at the Zhangji Bible School in their future ministries. Books included Purpose-Driven Life, The Bible Handbook, New Bible Dictionary, and When a Family Hurts You. Graduates of the school testify that these materials were a great help to their current ministry. Ask God to use these materials to help these students do even more for Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your new Solid Rock Orchestra Christmas CD is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send this unique new mix of your favorite Christmas carols that'll point you to Christ this Christmas. It may become your favorite. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.